You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to NSE Presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. I'm your host, Rishi K, and this podcast is all about getting your money to make better investments for you in the new financial year. I mean, we all make mistakes, don't we? We have our share of wins and losses depending on the choices we make. However, some of the mistakes that we make can definitely be avoided, and the same goes with our investments as well. Making mistakes while trading in stocks is actually pretty common and by no means reserved exclusively for you alone. In fact, in some cases, the investor may continue to make the exact same mistake many times over when they do not learn from their previous errors. The good news is that most of these mistakes can be avoided simply through awareness and the right amount of information. In today's episode, we will take a look at the most common mistakes that investors make and identify ways in which you can stop the bleeding or even turn those mistakes to your advantage. Well, now's your chance to sit down, relax, and listen to the best of advice from the industry experts on InvestorCast, because we're here to help you avoid the most common mistakes when it comes to investments this year. And while we help you do this, we're also going to help you make the most of your investments by helping you being a little more educated, a little more informed about your investment decisions and the market trends. National Stock Exchange, NSE, with the help of InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control, is committed to break the limitations of geographical boundaries and reach investors across the country. In today's episode, we talk about how you can avoid the most common investment mistakes. To help us with this, we have with us Vishal Dhawan, the founder and CEO of Plan Ahead Wealth Advisors. Vishal is a certified financial planner with over two decades of rich experience in providing personal financial advice to families, individuals, and businesses at various life stages. He regularly commits to spreading financial literacy through regular appearances on TV channels such as CNBC TV 18. And he's also a regular contributor to personal finance articles in business dailies and general interest newspapers and magazines. Vishal, great to see you. How are you doing?
Wonderful being here. Good to catch up with you.
Your efforts behind financial education, awareness, everybody needs to know about that. Let's start with that.
So we found that financial literacy is probably the biggest thing that we can give back, considering that it's such a low-hanging fruit that we can add value with. So we do this in multiple ways. Obviously, the proliferation of social media, Facebook, Twitter, all of that makes this so much easier today than it was 10 years ago. So a lot of our time is spent in being able to educate and talk to investors about what they should do, or more importantly, not do when they're dealing with their money. The other things that we do is we've been on some radio shows talking about exactly the same thing. We do a lot of seminars with companies trying to educate employees about what they should be doing with their money. And last but not the least, right in the national media or the financial media, helping people understand how they should better manage their money and avoid fundamental money mistakes.
Well, since your primary responsibility is guiding people, I think it's only logical I ask you, is there a way to avoid common mistakes in investments, Vishal?
Yes. So essentially, two things that I think people need to do. One is, stay away from the common cycle of fear and greed. I think we found that that is the biggest challenge for most investors when they're making investment decisions. They're either really, really scared because all the newspapers and television channels and everything else, including their friends, are telling them, don't do this. The second mistake that they make is that all their friends seem to be getting rich and they seem to be somehow missing the boat. So they just kind of get greedy and they want to start making money, and then all kinds of mistakes happen. So we typically say that the best thing that investors can do is stay away from the cycle of fear and greed. I think most investors will do very well if they can protect themselves from both these things.
You know, there's a Hollywood cliche of all these films being made saying greed is good. Wall Street films. You know what I'm talking about, right? And you have to take that with a pinch of salt. Yeah. Okay, Vishal. Absolutely. NSE Presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control, is all about helping people learn about their finances on the go. And we must have some advice from Vishal on avoiding the most common investment mistakes this year. So Vishal, tell us some of the most common mistakes people make. Let's take them one by one. What would be number one?
Number one, in our view, is procrastination. Procrastination is the most common thing that we come across, which is essentially you keep waiting for that perfect moment to start your investing journey. It's a lot like finding that perfect girl to get married to. You keep waiting, and then you finally say, okay, let's go. And many times you actually find she wasn't the perfect one. So it's the same thing with your investment journey. I think you should start when you have the money. Even if it's a small amount of money, you just got to start right away. Don't wait saying ke abhi paisa nahi hai. That doesn't work. You got to just start small, be disciplined, and procrastination will be kicked out of the window.
I like how you liken it to relationships and marriage. Lots of experience there, Vishal.
just one.
Not just in the markets.
No, just one.
Okay, come on. Let's go with mistake number two people commonly make and how we can avoid it.
So the second thing that we see is the lack of planning for emergencies and therefore not having emergency funds. A lot of people start their investment journey. They go to the stock market. They buy a mutual fund. Their journey begins. And then they suddenly have an emergency. They lose a job. They have someone in their family fall sick. And they say, oh my God, I need the money. So they pull it right out. And many times they're pulling it out at a value lower than what they had invested. If only they understood that emergencies don't come announced, life would have been so much easier. So then you can plan for it. You actually build up a separate buffer. You have money kept aside saying, if there's an emergency, this is what I'm going to dip into and not touch my long-term equity portfolio just because I've suddenly had an emergency that has happened.
Great. Point number three, mistakes that we must take cognizance of and avoid.
So one of the most common behavioral biases that we see is what is called an anchoring bias. Essentially, we decide to buy or sell things because there's an arbitrary price that gets set in our mind. So for example, if we bought a stock at 100 rupees and all of a sudden it goes to 140, and then there's some really bad news on the stock, it goes down to 120. We just refuse to sell it because we say, you know what, I saw it at 140 3 days ago. Now, the reality is the reason why the stock came down from 140 to 120 was because something changed about the company. And therefore, we have to avoid getting stuck to this price in our mind of 140. We see this happen with stocks. We see this happen with houses. People, you know, look at a house. They say, it's worth 2 crores. The buyer comes in. He says that I'm willing to pay you 1.9 crores. And you say, no, I want 2 crores for it. And we're like, why do you want 2 crores? He says, I just want 2 crores. Why is that? Because a friend of mine got 2 crores. And then you're anchored to 2 crores. The prices of property might fall 10%, but you still want that 2 crores only. So avoid an anchoring bias, because most of the time, there is no rationale on how that number was arrived at. It's just a number that's got created in your mind.
So I would also rephrase that as emotional attachment to a particular number.
Absolutely.
Other than anchoring bias, of course. Let's go to mistake number four that people normally dive into and how we can avoid that.
Loss aversion is something that we come across very commonly as well. Essentially, there is enough evidence from behavioral finance to prove that the pain that we associate with a loss is much, much higher than the gain and the reward that we feel when something goes up in value. So whenever we lose value of a particular asset, we get very sentimental about it. We find it very, very painful. And a lot of times, we just hold on to that asset because we've got attached to that asset as if it was our best friend. I think a lot of times, the way to avoid this, you have to understand that there will be good decisions. There will be not so good decisions. When you make a not so good decision, cut your losses quickly and move on. Because that's how life is. It's a bunch of mistakes and a bunch of successes. And if you can build on the successes that you make, and avoid sticking to the mistakes that you have, life is good.
You're quite the philosopher. I think there's a good backup career as a life coach. Okay, final mistake that people tend to make, and how we can at least be forewarned as far as that is concerned, Vishal.
So the lack of knowledge or financial education is something, again, that we come across very, very commonly. A lot of people just make investment decisions based on something that they read or something that someone tells them over a cup of coffee in office. And really, they have no understanding or knowledge about it. A lot of times, it's akin to gambling. In fact, we tell a lot of people that, you know, just like kids have toys, adults use their money as a gambling machine to have fun. And the best way to avoid that is really to ensure that most of your money is actually put away in a very disciplined manner where you have no control on it. You look at it maybe once in 3 months. You have someone professionally advise you on it, but stay away from trying to do things which you don't understand. You probably do that in your own profession, right? You don't go out and tell your, you don't go out and repair your own car because you probably don't have the skill for it. You go out to a garage and get someone to look at it for you. In much the same way, if you don't have knowledge about your investments, kindly stay away. Just look at it, monitor it. Take professional advice.
In a previous podcast, we had an expert say that millennials suffer from what is known as I know everything, that syndrome. You know, they Google stuff and they think they are experts. Would you agree with that?
So Google is obviously very useful. I think all of us suffer from Google problems, not just millennials. But the reality is that, you know, the important thing about making investment decisions is to put it into the right context. So what might be right for an X person who's your best friend may be completely wrong for you as an individual, because your goals are different, your needs are different, your time horizon's different. And therefore, Google can't give you the answer of what's the perfect solution for you or your friend. It can only give you some guidelines on what might be choices that you could possibly think about making after securing the help from the right person.
Okay, we've had some really insightful mistakes and solutions listed out by Vishal Dhawan today. And I'm going to take you through it quickly in our Wisdom in the Bank segment. So here are a few ways by which we can avoid some of the most common investment mistakes this year. Procrastination. Avoid it. Herd behavior. Just be mindful and try not to involve yourself in that. An anchoring bias is not good for anybody. Loss aversion. Gain some confidence and stick by your decisions and take some time on them. A lack of knowledge. Try and get expert advice. Vishal, it was absolutely fabulous. Thank you for all the valuable information. Absolute pleasure having you on the show. And I think there are some really critical points that you made that are going to help everybody who heard this particular podcast and help us go through those common mistakes that we make in investments.
It was great being here. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm sure all of you would understand and appreciate that there's a whole plethora of information that can help us understand investments better. All we need to do is be more aware. Never try to jump on the next big thing without being informed about it. Also, don't expect too much from a stock without diving deep into it. Let's make sure we're more vigilant, we're a lot more informed, and slightly more flexible with our investments to avoid common investment mistakes in the new year. And that's a wrap on our show, NSE Presents InvestorCast. I'm your host, Rishi K, for the NSE Presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. To know more about our podcast, log on to moneycontrol.com and visit the podcast section. In case you'd like us to address any of your investment queries on our show, do write in to us at nseinvestorcast@nw18.com. That's nseinvestorcast@nw18.com. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at moneycontrol.com or Facebook at moneycontrol.com. Do remember to use hashtag nseinvestorcast. Thank you for listening. Disclaimer: the material on the show is for informational purposes only. Please consult a financial advisor before taking any financial decision.